Morning, Phil.
Good morning, Meadow. How are you?
Very well, thank you. The Socceroos got the job done, and in more impressive fashion, you'd have to say, in Canberra, 5-0 after their 2-0 triumph at CommBank against Lebanon. What did you make of the performance the other night? Gee, Craig Goodwin's a good player, isn't he?
Oh, isn't he? He's certainly doesn't start with good for no reason. He's outstanding on the left-hand side, just the quality of his delivery in general play, set pieces. He's got a telepathic understanding with Harry Suter at set pieces. Harry didn't score the other night, should have. Look, ultimately, I think, you know, first things first, we set a new crowd record, which is fantastic, 25,000 down there at GIO Stadium. And it was a great atmosphere. I think we set the foundation first half, off the pace, I think, with moving the ball and ball speed and things like that. But I think Arnie rectified that at half time, showed them a few clips, gave them a little bit of a rev up, and I thought the second half was outstanding. Some great goals, some fluent football, numbers in the box, all the things that you look for. And great to see Josh Nisbet from the A-League get his debut, Patrick Yazbek. So he's building, there's some younger players coming through now to build that depth. And the Olleroos are going great as well. Under Tony Vidmar, they've had a good tournament overseas as well. So there's depth now starting to build, which is great signs looking ahead to 2026.
So what's the next steps for the Socceroos then, Mossy? Obviously, it gets harder then now, does it?
Yeah, well, it does, Loz. Obviously, getting the closer you get, the harder it gets. But we still should comfortably get through the next phase, which is the final phase, the third phase of qualifying. There's still a fourth phase if we don't get through automatically in the third phase. But there's three groups of six. The top two from each of those groups go through automatically to the next World Cup. The draw's not out yet, but yeah. That starts in September.
Yeah, and that's just against Asian countries, is that right?
Correct, If we needed the fourth round, then you start to play against the South American, Central American, North American nations, and maybe Oceania. Nothing comes for free. Nothing comes easily in international football. But I'd be very, very surprised if we don't qualify automatically from the third round.
What'd you make of some of the last of the Euro qualifiers, where Poland beat Wales? Heartbreak for Wales in a penalty shootout at home. Georgia scenes as they beat Greece on penalty. That's their first major tournament that they've reached, the Georgians. And Ukraine, what a story, beating Iceland 2-1.
Yeah, some incredible, as you said, I think you just summarised it well there, Mido. It's, it was the pointy end, waiting to see who was going to get through. As you said, heartbreak for Wales. I thought they were in the box seat to get through as well. So that was devastating for all our Welsh listeners who were supporting them to get through to the Euros. But look, ultimately, I think the teams that you would expect to get through in the end got through. Italy, this is a massive tournament for Italy. If you think about what's happened to them over the last couple of cycles, you know, missing two World Cups in a row, winning the last Euros against England, they kick off their tournament against Albania. So, you know, to restore some pride in Italian football, even though they've got the last Euro title under their belt, this is a massive tournament looming for them.
What about the A-League, buddy? Saturday should be a beauty. Sydney FC v Mariners. And then Easter Monday, I think it is. Wanderers got MacArthur.
Yeah, that's right, Clarkie. This is a big one for Sydney FC. They really need this is a chance to make a statement at home, because the Mariners, as we know, are on a fantastic run this season after a rocky start. I reckon it'll be a great crowd out there on Saturday night. The Mariners will be, you know, they won't come with any fear whatsoever to Allianz Stadium, and that's something Sydney FC will have to deal with. You know, Allianz used to be a fortress. It used to be a very intimidating place. Look, it still is to an extent, but the Mariners just hold no fear. So against that opposition, specifically on Saturday night, I don't think the fear factor or intimidation factor will play a part. So Sydney will have to be at their best to get over the Mariners. As you mentioned, on Monday, MacArthur, Western Sydney, the Battle of the West, if you like. Should be a rip of Western Sydney. Just started to claw back some pride last week, the week before. We've had the FIFA break, obviously. some pride after being absolutely walloped by Melbourne City. They got that win over there in the West against Perth, which was good for their confidence after such a big loss. So this will be a tough one. I'm struggling to split them, actually. I think this might be a score draw.
What about in the Premier League this weekend, Mossy?
Oh, Loz. All eyes are on the Etihad Monday morning as they host Arsenal. Does this define the season? Well, let's just put this in perspective. This time last season, Arsenal had a 10-point lead and dropped 15 points in the last 10 games to really bottle it, really, if you put it in plain English. Have they learnt their lessons? Are they a better side mentally for this run home, 10 games to go now? Included in those loss of points in the last 10 games last year was a thumping at the hands of Manchester City. So this game has extra meaning in more ways than one. I think if they can go to the Etihad and get the 3 points or even a point, I think that's a big step forward, telling everyone that they've come to the next level and they can actually go on and win it. But I think you'd have to say this time of the season with the injuries Liverpool have got, Manchester City maybe with a couple of injuries, Kyle Walker, John Stones coming out of the England international midweek, potentially missing this one. You'd still probably put your money on Manchester City, which I have in my multi, funnily enough, but Arsenal can make a real statement.
Righto, what is the multi?
Let's go. I've got pull it up, but a lot of research has gone into this one, as you would expect, Loz, because there's a fair bit of pressure on this week. But let's go with Newcastle to beat West Ham, into Crystal Palace to beat Nottingham Forest away from home, into Manchester City to get the 3 points over Arsenal in a very, very tight one.
Okay. It's a huge game, as you mentioned. Manchester City, let me find it here. Okay, so Newcastle over West Ham into Palace, which is really adding value, to win away at Forest, and City to win at home against Arsenal. That treble paying $10.94 currently with Tab.
A little bit juicy.
Yeah, very juicy. And Loz has just checked himself out. He was on TV last night and he was worried about a text which sort of said that, you know, you weren't looking the best.
Yeah.
But on your, you know,
it wasn't too
visual
bad.
Just then, you've been sharp, happy
better,
with it.
No,
good
I was
suit.
Happy.
You
were fine.
Good shirt.
Good shirt. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
I don't think, I don't know. Have you ever seen Loz not looking his best? Like even at 4:30 a.m. when he rocks up for work to do all his research?
We've all had our mornings.
It doesn't happen very often, Mossy. Yeah, I agree with what you're saying.
Sometimes you forget to shave, Mossy, for the whole week.
There's been some Monday mornings, you and I, pup.
I'm a bit dusty as we speak, actually. I'm a little hairier than I should be, but that'll be gone overnight. Don't worry about that.
No, I don't. Clarky, you know what the headline's going to be front page now that you've said that.
Yeah, I know. Probably fake hair as well, I would imagine. Had a hair transplant on my face.
Have you?
Probably. That's why I went to Pakistan.
Happy Easter, Philip.
Same to you, Mido and boys, and to all our listeners. Have a great weekend and stay safe on the roads, and we'll talk next week.